The content of this podcast is provided for general informational purposes only and is not intended as, nor should it be considered a substitute for, professional medical advice.
Sweaty and pissed, menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.
Hello, everybody. It's Sweaty and Pissed, Menopause and More, and I'm Karen Nickel, family nurse practitioner, and Leanne is still on the road doing her thing as a star in all kinds of states. I think she was in Texas most recently. So I have with us today Alexandra Perignon, who is a family and psychiatric nurse practitioner. And she has been practicing in Knoxville for 10 years, and we're so glad to have her here because we're going to talk about, on our last episode, we talked about some of the psychiatric things that happen in perimenopause and menopause and some of the options to address those. And today we're going to talk about younger women, women who are still having periods and have cyclic mood symptoms. So that includes PMS symptoms. We typically have pretty significant mood changes during the week before the onset of our period. And sometimes that will also happen mid-cycle when we're ovulating. There's a big shift in hormone levels in that the middle of the month. And so some people will get symptoms in that middle of the month. So we're going to be talking about that, and I know that I think that can be really helpful for people. I know I have a lot of patients who say, I have one good week a month. So, Alexandra, do you see that where, I mean, people are just like,
yeah,
I have fluctuating. When the hormones are right, it's like 1 week. 1 week is good, and then the other three, because of hormonal shifts, are not so good. So, and we've talked about on the show things that we can do in terms of balancing progesterone and lowering estrogen to help with those symptoms. But I'd love to talk to you about, with your expertise, any medications, prescription medications, over-the-counter supplements, just lifestyle tips that can really help with PMS and sometimes mid-cycle problems. Is there something that you have that, or that you typically do as a go-to? If somebody's, for instance, if somebody's having really severe mood swings with their cycle, is there a go-to medication you have that you use for that?
I think that oral contraception can be definitely a go-to to when someone's having very, very severe mood swings. And that can really work for some people because you're creating an artificial cycle and things can just feel better when you're on them.
Right.
There's that. But some people don't want to be doing that. Mm-hmm. And some people they're younger and they're wary of getting into all that area. Sometimes, and you mentioned it before, even in primrose oil in the appropriate doses can be wonderful for this. If people will just take it as directed and start taking it a week before. And vitamin B6 is also a wonderful one. Magnesium, we talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Lavender capsules, all those things can be so change effective for when they get to that point of just feeling horrible. The other thing is stacking or pyramiding antidepressants, which is an interesting way to deal with mid-cycle changes.
And tell our listeners what pyramiding or stacking means in terms of dosing.
So that can mean that you may be on a dose, say you're on, say, Lexapro, and you're on a dose of 10 milligrams a month, a day.
Yeah.
But when you get closer to your period, you would actually start moving up. So a week before, you'd be taking 15 milligrams and then finally peaking it at 20, going down to 15, then 10, and back to your dose of 10 for the rest of the month. That can be life-changing for people.
Yeah.
People do it with Zoloft. They do it with Prozac. Just stack it at the appropriate time, and it attacks the mood that is there because of the hormone surges.
Yeah. And, you know,
or lack thereof.
That's just in terms of logistics, you know, like, for instance, Prozac or fluoxetine comes in either capsule or tablet form. So in that case, like having a tablet form is really helpful. So you don't have to have like three different prescriptions of fluoxetine, you know, where you're taking one tab and then one and a half tab and then two tabs. Yeah.
Yeah. And it should be guided by your practitioner. And it's not something that you would suddenly look at, well, I'm going to do this, this, and this, and that. And no, someone who knows what they're doing should be there to guide you. And when they are, it can be really helpful to
you. It can be a really easy fix. So, yeah, that's great. I think, you know, I talked about Patch MD on the last episode, and people are going to think, that woman must have stock in Patch MD. I do not. I just want to say that out loud. So, but patchmd.com, where you can get supplements in patch form, they actually have a PMS day and a PMS night patch. And it contains a lot of those things. I think it includes omega-3 fatty acids. I'll have to double check that. But, and that can be a really simple thing, and which I think in younger people, not to disparage younger people, but busy lives, they're in college or, you know, schedule's all wacky. Sometimes it's very difficult for them to take pills in terms of supplement, you know, just you know, natural supplements. So sometimes something like the patch form could be make life a lot easier, and you're more likely to follow the
recommendations. Absolutely. You have to ask. That's one of the big questions when you're helping people. You have to ask them and yourself, are they really going to do this? Yeah. How easy is this for you to do? If it's not easy, it's not going to be done.
It's not going to happen.
We all know that.
Yeah.
We don't do it ourselves if things aren't easy. No. We like things to be effective and easy, and patch is a great idea.
Yeah. So that can be a really, so they have a PMS day, a PMS night.
Great Christmas gifts. Yes. Birthday gifts.
Exactly. And don't take offense if somebody gives you a PMS patch now. And, you know, the other thing is to keep in mind with patch form is, you know, if you tend to have skin sensitivities with Band-Aids or, you know, any other kind of adhesive, you know, you might want to do a test patch. You know, and just
sure. I'm sure they say that. Do they say that on the
probably instructions? Probably. Yeah. But I'm, you know, just a reminder that
don't tape it on with something that you're gonna
yeah. So you know, it, make sure you're not sensitive to that adhesive before you start using it daily. So you only wear it 8 hours a day. You're not going to be wearing a patch 24 hours a day. So.
Sure.
So do you see in your practice? Young women also have mid-cycle symptoms. Is that a biggie, or is it mostly PMS?
No, I think it's a biggie, and I think that certainly PCOS is something that could be addressed because that causes people to have big problems. And then remember years ago, middle smirch was still there, of course. That can also cause people to feel really off.
Yeah,
it's kind of a nature's way of telling you not to have sex at that time so you can avoid children. But for many women, middle smirch is just a horrible time. That's when you're ovulating and you feel pain and discomfort and just off.
Yeah. So for the listeners, middle smirch is middle means middle. It's a German word. And so mittel is middle and schmerz is pain. So a middle schmerz is when some people have significant ovulatory pain. So, you know, most of us just troop through life and never know we're popping out an egg. But some women, it's really, really debilitating pain. So, and that's where I use a lot of hormone balance approach to address that. And that works really, really well. But if you're not in a place where you have a provider who can talk to you about progesterone and estrogen balance, there are supplements that promote better secretion of progesterone, and one of them is Chasteberry, often labeled also as Vitex, V as in Victor, IT as in Thomas, EX. That has to be carefully dosed with your cycle. You don't take it during your period, and then you take it the rest of the month, and really should be a short-term use, you know, like 6 months, and then go off of it and see if that sort of resets some things. So again, it's best if you have a provider who can guide you through that, but it really can help produce more progesterone.
Absolutely, which can, because it's prostaglandin mediated pain you're getting. So also that is so helpful for it. Also plain old ibuprofen can help with the pain because that's where it's from.
Yeah, because ibuprofen and naproxen both are will lower prostaglandin and help with the pain. So,
So understanding cycles and understanding what happens to you is so important.
Yeah.
Because then you can just go forward and feel empowered to help yourself.
Right. If you know, okay, it's a prostaglandin process.
Yes.
Oh, how do I lower prostaglandin? Oh, ibuprofen or naproxen.
Exactly.
So, and those are branded names, Advil and Aleve. So those can be really, really helpful. And that's true, too, premenstrually for premenstrual cramps.
Yes.
Same idea. So so are there any other prescription things? Do you, when you see somebody with pretty severe mood swings and it's clear it's related to the cycle, do you go ahead and prescribe oral contraceptives or do you refer them out to do that?
Oh, no, I would prescribe it.
Yeah.
And but it depends what people want. You know, sometimes, again, people don't want it. So I know that can work really well, but mm-hmm. I'm certainly not going to ask someone to do it, take it if they don't want to be taken.
Yeah.
My go-to would be an SSRI mm-hmm. And then consider pyrimidine if we had to, but just see, but that can just be the trick. That can do it.
Yeah.
And also,
awesome.
I always say to people, this isn't forever necessarily. This is just a snapshot of right now is that you're not doing really well. So let's just deal with right now. And it doesn't have to be forever. And we can revisit this again in some months,
right.
maybe six, should be at least a minimum of six to be on a med like that. And then revisit it. But you don't have to feel like you're going to be on it forever and this is your life.
Yeah. And yeah, I think that's a really good point. And it's great that you educate your patients that way because I think a lot of people opt not to take meds because they think, okay, this is going to be on the list for the rest of my life. I'm going to end up with a med list of
30
items long, you know, so.
Or that they feel labeled and, you know, you and I
I'm
both
hoping
know.
We get, I mean, are we getting away from that at all?
I think little by little we are because mental health is such, every single one of us is affected by mental health in some way. We all have friends, family members, somebody that's affected.
Yeah.
We need to just embrace it and understand it and not stigmatize people who, right. long-term or short-term need meds.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talked about on a previous episode, Leanne and I spoke about the genetic variant MTHFR, which keeps us from metabolizing folic acid to L-methylfolate. Mm. And that plays a huge part in our mood and because it's known.
And it's poorly understood by a lot of people.
Yeah. And it's known that if you carry that genetic variant, especially if you carry two copies of the 677 variant, that you are at a much higher risk for developing depression, anxiety, ADD, peripheral neuropathy, all these neurologic symptoms.
So, and have different responses to anesthesia. That it can affect many parts of life. Yeah, that's the rude gene, we call it. But
I like
it's definitely a problem and should be tested. It's expensive though to test for that.
Yeah.
So,
and sometimes, I think our lab, if it's not covered by insurance, it runs about $350 for that test. $360, I think maybe.
Great knowledge to have, though.
It is, and but it's possible that if one of your parents has been tested, if they carry two copies, you carry a copy. Mm-hmm. You know, so
that's a very interesting point because that's
So it's something that if because sometimes if you've had multiple miscarriages, they'll do some blood work that. Looking for clotting disorders, and they'll check MTHFR at that time. So somebody in your family may have been tested, and you can find that information out, hopefully.
Free info.
If you all can talk about genetic.
Yes, at the dinner table or Thanksgiving. Yeah.
I know everybody does. So, I think those have been really, really helpful points. I'm trying to think if there's anything else that might be really useful. I think, as you said, the omega-3s can be really helpful for mood. And that's just something, as a woman who's still having periods, just take every day. You don't have to mess with changing that cyclically. That's just every day just to help mood, help your brain function mm-hmm. better. And and certainly taking it at a therapeutic dose. And I think I mentioned that in the last episode and just want to clarify that a little bit. If you can get a capsule that has about 700 milligrams of EPA and 400 milligrams of DHA, that's a high potency dose. And it just allows you to take two caps maybe then instead of six or eight.
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
So you want to look for words like triple strength or maximum strength when you're purchasing fish oil. And again, Nordic Naturals is a great option. Barleen's is a great product. But you want to get, because a lot of the just everyday run-of-the-mill fish oil has about 300, 320 milligrams of EPA and about 180 of DHA. So you'd have to
read labels.
Yeah. So even though it says 1,000 milligram cap, you really need to look at the EPA DHA content on the nutrition label.
Exactly.
That really helps.
One last quick note, which you said therapeutic, and I start thinking one of the most important aspects, because there's just more than one modality to all this, is therapy. If you need therapy, get therapy. It is just such a magical benefit for your life. And when you go into therapy, it's like meeting someone at a party. If you connect with them, you'll stay and chat. If you don't connect with them, don't bother staying, because you're not going to get enough out of it. But if you have a good therapist that can guide you and perhaps do cognitive behavioral therapy with you, that can really be life-changing. Because you have tools. We all need tools. We all need to deal with things.
Yeah.
They will guide you.
Yeah, I tell patients that all the time when they say, I don't know if I want to do therapy. I'm like, look, they're just trying to put tools in your toolbox.
All it is.
So that when things come up, you go, oh, I got this loaded toolbox. I'll just...
Yeah, instead of spinning out of control, not knowing what to do, you don't have to spin anymore. You can have a way out, a gentle, guided way out. And I think that's a great point.
I think our medical system is still not well designed to make that happen for people. Sometimes it's hard to find somebody who maybe takes your insurance or is taking new patients. It's a bit of a problem hooking people up.
Definitely. You know, and it's very expensive.
Yeah. And then it can be. And most insurances, medical insurances, provide some mental health benefit. So that's, you know, you're paying for that insurance. Take advantage of it. You know,
absolutely.
Use it to get some help if you need it. And again, your primary care provider can help guide you in that way.
So, absolutely. Yeah. There's some fantastic therapists out there that can help change your life.
Yes.
And they are very aware, too, that there's other things, that it's not just therapy alone. But the people that do the best with situations like depression or anxiety, they do the best with therapy and medication if needed.
Right.
But definitely therapy.
Yeah. That's a great, great tip to end with. I hope it was helpful for everyone out there who's dealing with cyclic type mood changes, and we'd love to hear your comments on Facebook or any review on Apple Podcasts. I really appreciate that, and it helps us to get that feedback so we know if we need to give you more information or different information. So please visit our Facebook page, which is Sweaty and Pissed, or go to Apple Podcasts and send us a review. We love reading them. And I want to thank Forrest Wenzel, our producer, who's here today. And it happens to be Forrest's birthday.
Happy birthday,
because I'm his mother.
Forrest, happy birthday. Your happy turn to
birthday.
Sing. Happy birthday.
Yes.
How old are you, Forrest?
27.
Cool.
27. Remember that?
I do, way back then. It's a great time, actually. 27 is really good.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday, Forrest. Thanks for being here to produce Sweaty and Pissed for us today. And we will see you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Bye.
Sweaty and Pissed. Sweaty and Pissed. Menopause makes me sweaty and pissed.